Italy has fascinating culture, beautiful scenery, amazing history, and warm, friendly people. Nobody knows Italy better than the host of How to Tour Italy. Here's Anthony Capozzoli on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back to the How to Tour Italy show. I am very excited about this next guest, Mr. Jonathan Goldsmith of Spaccanapoli Pizzeria. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm very good. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Thank you very much for being on the show. And I also have with me my Aunt Judy. She owns up in Libertyville a wonderful business called Someone's in the Kitchen, and it's for the home chef and cooking classes and all kinds of great stuff. So she's going to chime in and out of this segment as well, if that's okay with you.
That's fine.
Wonderful. So how is everything going?
Everything is great. I'm actually reading through A16, A Wonderful Food and Wine, book from a restaurant in San Francisco, and just boning up on my understanding of the southern wines of Aglianico at the moment.
Wonderful. I got to tell you, your pizza place is one of my favorites outside of Italy. It's one of those places that I like to go to when I'm here in the States and I need a little taste of kind of authentic Italian pizza. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what makes your pizza so wonderful and some of kind of the tips and techniques and things that you use and even the ovens that you have at your restaurant.
Sure. Well, I think there are a number of things put together that when we're in Gamba, when we're on our leg, make it wonderful. the oven itself was built by third and fourth generation artisans who I brought over from Naples. When we were ready to put everything together, we brought over 14,000 pounds of various sands from Vesuvio, from the coast, from other mountains nearby, refractory bricks, the iron and everything. The oven itself is comparable to ovens you would find in Pompeii from 1,000 years ago. So that allows for intense heat to be created, to be held. The geometry of it allows for the wonderful movement of the heat to cook the dough. We make dough in the style that was done 300 years ago, flour, water, salt, and yeast. We brought over a mixer, an imbraccio tuffante, which means diving arm, which replicates the motions, the hand motions of the umpers, the bread makers from way back. It's a very soft motion so you don't overheat the yeast. We use Molino Caputo flour, and we use very little yeast. The idea is meno lievito, più leggero, less yeast. It's more delicate. We hand extend the dough. The less you touch the dough, it allows for it not to become gomosa, to be chewy. So the theater for us is in the wonderful taste, not in the throwing pies in the air. I think on top of that is continuing to choose to work with the best ingredients available, whether it's mozzarella di bufala from Castificio della Rosa of Cardito, wonderful oils and vinegars from the Accademia Barilla line, working with the fresh products that we can find local, and are working, you know, the guys who are working in the kitchen, the wait staff on the floor, the bus staff on the floor, everybody working closely together, because in everything being in sync, then we can make something that's wonderful.
And it is wonderful. We were just there, Kristen and I. We met with you actually to talk a little bit about being on the show here. And they were gracious enough to make one of my pizzas, the Pizza Diavola, which is one of my fantastic, fantastic that I get any chance I can. And it wasn't on the menu that day, but they're gracious enough to do it for me. And we loved it. And we also had your minestrone soup, which was delicious. One of the things I think people fail to recognize is that there are kind of authentication processes about making true pizza. And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's Vera Pizza, and you have to be certified by the Neapolitan, I guess the region of pizza makers, to fall under that very, very strict tradition.
Well, I think there are actually three associations, maybe even four. We're the first pizzeria in America to be associates of two of the associations. The first one is the Associazione Vera Pizza Napolitana. There are We're number 236. I'm not sure if they're 30, 40 in America right now. The second association that we are a member of is the Associazione, Association of Pizzaioli Napolitani, the APN. I was also very interested in being part of that association. When I saw the certificate of that association in the pizzeria of Antonio Starita in Marte Day, as one of the quartieri of Napoli, Antonio Starita is one of the greats, third or fourth generation. He actually was honored making pizza for the Pope for the Jubileo using crema di zucca and other ingredients.
That's amazing. That's wonderful. And I think that anyone traveling to Italy, if you really want to dive in and get fantastic pizza, if you're not able to get down to Spaccanopoli, but you're in Italy, I think going to Naples is something that anyone should do if they want to really get a taste of, I think, because it originates from there. They're masters at it. And I think it has something to do with the water and the processes that they've used for, you know, centuries. And the pizza margherita comes from there, and it's not something you drink with a Mexican meal. It's actually a pizza style, and we'll get into the history of that a little bit. Or maybe Jonathan, you can tell me a little bit about the history of the margherita pizza and where it gets its name from.
Well, my understanding is that the margherita pizza itself originated with a pizza maker who was associated with a, I'm not sure if it was also a ristorante, a restaurant, Pizzeria Brandi, that also makes fine meats and pastas and fishes in the Spanish Quarter of Naples. And Queen Isabella of Spain was having a visit, visiting her subjects in the fiefdom of Napoli, and the head cheesecake of Spain... or of Napoli had invited the pizza maker of Brandi to make something special for the queen. And whether or not he was a jokester or not, he came up with a pizza using the tomato, I assume San Marzano, the basilico, the basil, and the mozzarella. I'm not sure if it was cow's milk or from buffalo. Red, white, and green, which are the colors of Italy. And Margherita, Queen Margherita, enjoyed the pie, and the rest is history.
Exactly. And, maybe talk a little bit now. Well, first, maybe about, you know, the name, Spaccanopoli, how you came up with the name, because I think it's a good story, and it's something that kind of lends to the tradition of your pizza-making style.
Well, I played with a few names, whether it's after my daughter, Rosa, Santa Rosa, Bella Rosa, or Bella. That was one possibility, but similar to the image that we used of the pizzeria, which is a coin of grana, of wheat from Metaponto, the 3rd or 4th century, when I saw that image, I knew right away that was an image that I wanted to use. When visiting in Naples, the one of the quartieri is called Spaccanopoli, and that's one of the older quarters of Naples. There are three roads together that are called Spaccanopoli. One of the three actually is called Spaccanopoli by itself. The word spaccade is of Greek origin. Spaccade means to crack, to split, to detach. When you have an aerial view of the quartiere Spaccanopoli, you can see that this particular road splits in half this quartiere. The principal road is Via Libre, which is just below Via Tribunale, where you have the great pizzerias Presidente, Di Matteo, Sorbillo, closer to the water.
That's great, and like I said, I love your pizzeria, and people can check it out at Spaccanopoli Pizzeria, and I'll spell it for them. It's Spaccanapoli Pizzeria, PI2ZERIA.com. And you're located at 1769 West Sunnyside in Chicago.
Correct.
And there's nice parking available and things. And so what hours are you open for business?
Well, we run Tuesday through Sunday. We begin the week Tuesday evening, and then we have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday lunch, 11:30 to 3, though Saturdays actually we run straight through as we do on Sunday, which is 12 to 9. Then our dinner hours are 5 to 9 Wednesday and Thursday, 5 to 10 Friday and Saturday, and again Sunday, 12 to 9.
I got to tell you, and for anyone that's visiting for the first time, I mean, you've got a wonderful menu. So what do you recommend they dig into for their first dish or for their first kind of pasta at Spaconopoli?
Well, for me, the most famous pizzeria in, I think, the most well-known pizzeria in the world is Don Michele, which makes only the marinara and the margherita. It's wonderful to have the taste our dough, the tomato that we use from San Marzano, as well as the oils that we use, which is a Ligurian oil, very light. And then for me, the bufalina would be the bufala cheese. I think it has a different quality and taste than our domestic fior di latte, but I have several Italians who love our margherita and will go only for the margherita and not the bufalina. But for me, the bufalina. Everything, we have lots of wonderful pies, but I think the bufala cheese dances in your mouth.
I agree. And then you also have a nice list of appetizers and a wonderful wine list as well. Anyone that loves pizza or just wants a little taste of kind of real Italian here in the States, you have to visit Spaconopoli Pizzeria in Chicago. And Mr. Jonathan Goldsmith, it's a pleasure having you on the air with us today. And I will be there to see you very, very soon, I'm certain. And even if the pizza Diavola is not available, I'm going to try one of the ones that you recommend.
Well, I appreciate that. This weekend, actually, on Saturday, is our third anniversary. And we have lots of people who enjoy the Diavola, so we'll be running that all weekend.
I love it. Maybe you'll see you then.
Sure.
Ciao, Jonathan.
Ciao. Grazie.
Grazie tanto.
A presto.
Ciao.
If you love travel, imagine visiting one of the world's greatest cities and exploring it as very few ever have. Only Context Travel makes it possible. Context Travel offers in-depth walking seminars for intellectually curious travelers like you. It's your chance to experience a city as a cultural experience, unlike any traditional tour. Context Travel is a network of architects, historians, and art historians. They feature small groups of six or less, led by PhD-level scholars, with walks lasting from 3 hours to a full day. You can book a Context tour in seven great cities: New York, Paris, London, Rome, Florence, Venice, Naples, or Istanbul. Context Travel offers concierge services, art and archaeology walks, cuisine walks, shopping walks, and more. Visit us online at contexttravel.com. That's contexttravel.com. That's contexttravel.com.